Hi, I'm Peggy Cooksey, Portfolio Coordinator for the Oregon Student Assistance Commission, also called OSAC, O-S-A-C for short. Today I'm going to talk about financial aid for former foster youth. If you are listening today, you are probably either a former foster youth yourself, have worked with foster youth, or have developed an interest in helping foster youth. As we all know, former foster youth face a lot of challenges. Many former foster youth may feel that going to college is an unobtainable goal due to the high cost of post-secondary education. However, there are ways to pay for college. If you are a former foster youth, there are even some forms of financial aid available only to you. The first step is to file the FAFSA. FAFSA stands for the Free Application for Federal Student Aid. To file the FAFSA form, go to their website at www.fafsa.gov. The FAFSA is the first step to financial aid, such as federal and state grants, some scholarships, all of which are considered gift aid that you do not have to repay, work-study jobs, and student loans that you do have to repay. If you do not file a FAFSA, you will lose out on these many forms of aid. You must submit a new FAFSA application after January 1st of every year. This means that if you are planning to enter college in the fall, you need to file your FAFSA during the previous winter and every year you are in college. Circumstances change, so do file every year. Tip number one, file your FAFSA early. Because of the poor economy, not only in Oregon but nationwide, many people have decided to return to school. Those folks hit by unemployment are seeking ways to make themselves more employable. Financial aid is awarded on a first-come, first-served basis, especially at the state level. By filing your FAFSA as soon as possible after January 1st, you become more likely to be recipient of those highly sought-after funds. If you are entering college at a different time than fall term, file as soon as possible. Tip number two, have copies of your ward or dependent of the court, foster care, emancipated minor, homeless determination, or legal guardianship documents ready. If you are a former foster youth, it is highly likely that you will be considered an independent student for financial aid purposes because you have special circumstances. The financial aid office at the college you wish to attend will require that you prove you are eligible to qualify as an independent student. The financial aid office will require that you submit copies of court documents such as the ward of the court determination. Contact your financial aid office in the spring of the year prior to your fall enrollment to ask what documents they need and then submit them early. The longer you wait, the longer it will take for your financial aid package to be awarded at the campus. So we've talked about how to start the financial aid process and how to get in line for federal and state grants and so on. But what about that special funding for former foster youth mentioned earlier? That program in Oregon is called the CHAFE Education and Training Grant, which I'll just call CHAFE. CHAFE is federally funded, but administered on the state level. Each state administers it differently. Here in Oregon, the Oregon Department of Human Services Independent Living Program receives the federal funds and then contracts with OSAC for the application, award, and disbursement process. In Oregon, CHAFE recipients may receive up to $4,000 per academic year. To apply for the CHAFE, visit the OSAC website, www.getcollegefunds.org, and look for the CHAFE link. Basic requirements to be eligible for the CHAFE are that at the time of applying, you are currently in foster care or had been in foster care for at least 180 days, the equivalent of 6 months, after your 14th birthday, and exited substitute care at age 16 or older. Once you have qualified, you may participate in the program through your 23rd birthday, as long as you are participating through your 21st birthday. Once you turn 21, you must continue continuous enrollment in school and receiving the funds and making satisfactory academic progress towards completion of a post-secondary education or training program in order to receive funds until you turn 23. Tip number three, you may apply for the CHAFE year-round. However, there are deadlines depending upon the academic term you apply for. To receive funding, you must apply as follows. For fall term, apply by August 1st. Winter term, November 1st. Spring term, February 1st. Summer term, May 1st. The Oregon Department of Human Services will review your application and determine whether or not you are eligible to receive the CHAFE grant. After they determine that you are eligible, OSAC will contact the school you wish to attend and have them help us determine what your award amount should be. Award amounts are based on your total cost of attendance for an academic year or period at that college, minus any gift aid, meaning federal and state grants and other privately funded scholarships. We do not use work-study or student loans in the calculation of your CHAFE. After your gift aid is subtracted from the cost of attendance, the balance is considered your remaining need. If your need is $4,000 or more for the academic year and you applied on time to receive funding for the full year, then your award amount would be $4,000. Award amounts are prorated depending upon several factors, including your actual need and the number of terms you are eligible. OSAC will send your CHAFE award funds directly to your college and they will apply it to your student account. Just like other aid, if adding in your CHAFE amount results in an overpayment of tuition and fees, you will receive a refund to use towards books, transportation, housing, and other living expenses while in school. Don't forget to file the CHAFE application every year. Tip number 4. Submit the OSAC e-app available each fall at www.getcollegefunds.org and due by March 1st. Also, apply for any other scholarships for which you think you might qualify. Use scholarship search sites or internet search tools and use the keywords Foster Youth Scholarships to find other scholarships specifically for former foster youth. Taking the time to do various scholarship applications could result in awards of thousands of dollars. So, to wrap it up, remember to file the FAFSA, have copies of documentation ready for your financial aid office, complete the CHAFE, ETG, and OSAC e-app, and most importantly, file early and watch deadlines. The OSAC e-app has two deadlines, February 16th for early bird consideration, and March 1st is the final deadline. The CHAFE ETG has four deadlines throughout the year mentioned earlier. Other scholarship applications you may find will have their own deadlines. Thank you for taking the time to learn about this important topic. For more podcast topics and helpful tip sheets, please visit our website at www.osac.state.or.us. Best wishes for your educational dreams from all of us here at the Oregon Student Assistance Commission. This is Peggy Cooksey, and we look forward to helping you again soon.